from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on 610 Sports Radio, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens on a Friday morning, baby.
Woo!
God, I'm depressed.
You're depressed? Dude, Why are you depressed?
Dude, I don't want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. Let's address the elephant in the room.
Well, hang on a second here, because I think I've got the cure for your depression. Tell me why you're depressed first.
Because yesterday I was informed that my favorite band of all time is canceling their concert tonight at T-Mobile.
Oh, my goodness.
I had tons of plans. I was going to pierce my lip. I was going to go get my old Atticus T-shirt to see if it fit. Probably doesn't.
Probably not.
And I was ready to go.
All right.
I was listening to Blink-182 all week.
Is that what you were doing, getting geared up for the show?
Yeah, I do it every time.
Getting all lathered up,
When Bruce came to town, the entire week I listened to every album and the new album.
All right.
When Chris Stapleton came to town, I listened to every single song on every single album.
What about when Chris Gaines came to town?
I listened to the one song and the one album.
Okay.
And then Blink-182 says, yesterday, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do our shows in Kansas City or St. Louis.
Oh, no.
And then they said, see you next time.
Oh, so they didn't even reschedule.
No.
Did you get a refund yet?
Yeah, no, because my buddy bought the tickets. He goes, when they hit the account, I'll send them to you. I said, are you struggling that much?
Yeah, right.
Struggling that much? Right. You can't just go ahead and send me back my $200? Yeah. Can't make $200?
Not going to get back to you. You know when you're going to get that money, right? Like after the first of the year, they're going to sit on that and make all sorts of interest.
No, we're going to give him a text. Me and another buddy who split the tickets with this guy, we're going to give him a text today.
Oh, you bought him on the secondary market?
No, he bought him, then we Venmo'd.
Yeah, right.
And then he said, well, I'll Venmo you back once I get my refund.
Right, that's fair. No, I think that's fair. You know, you shouldn't get your money.
You just keep it.
I don't think it works that way.
Send me the money.
No.
And then when you get the refund, you keep it.
I don't think it works that way. But I don't think that works that way.
I was sad because they're not coming back. I don't think they'll ever come back to Kansas City. I don't think so.
All right.
I know they're putting together a deluxe album.
Ooh, I like a deluxe burger with lettuce, tomato, and fries.
And cheese.
And cheese. And it's not a brioche.
So brioche. This is the anti-brioche. This is like potato bread topic. And the problem is one of their band members has had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer's no joke. Right. I don't know if it'll reoccur. I don't know what his strength or his availability will be. And then you just never know with bands. They could just be like, yeah, we did one more tour, and it's over. So I all my Friday plans are gone. Plan on going downtown, having some drinks, seeing the city, then going to the concert, coming home. And so now, probably go to happy hour and celebrate what was yesterday's information.
Yeah,
so.
Yesterday's information and the information that I think is going to get you from being underpressed.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Full time, Dusty. And I'm just glad that you are finally here. We can finally talk about you being the new co-host of this show,
yeah,
and how excited I am. Because when Josh left, I'm not going to lie, it was a, it was 14 years, bro. Like, the only relationship I've been in longer was with my wife. And as soon as he decided that he was leaving, there was one person that I had in mind to fill that seat where you're sitting right now, and that was Chris Russo. And then he wasn't available. And so then we decided, what are we going to do about it? But no, in all seriousness, Dusty was the only person I wanted in this role. He is the perfect fit for filling in for Josh. He's the perfect fit for me, and I think that's very important as well, because you got to have chemistry, you know, when you do something like this. And we've known each other forever, right? And
yeah.
And so that's the part that I wanted. Like, Dusty and I know each other, we've done shows together, we get each other. It's going to be an amazing fit. We're not looking at anybody else. This is what I want to do. I want Dusty. I want Dusty. I want Dusty. And they listened, and we got Dusty. And so I'm very excited, and I know I've gotten a lot of great feedback on you from people who a lot of times are real critical, you know, like my mother.
Oh, no.
My mother's like, I loved it. Like, out of nowhere yesterday, I really love Dusty. I'm really excited that you get to work with him. I'm like, my goodness, my gosh, my mom is the who love Josh, right? So that's like, love Josh more than she loved me. I think everybody loved Josh more than they love me. But that was, you know, coming from my mom. And so I was very pleased to see that. A lot of other people as well have reached out and said, really like Dusty, like what he's doing. And I couldn't be more excited to be moving forward to an FM radio station with you as my co-host. And Mac as well has been great. I mean, you two guys have been freaking unbelievable, man. Like hasn't missed a beat on this show. And I'm very grateful for both of you and Mac and Dusty. You've been great additions to this show for me as well. And, you know, it was like weird when Josh left. Like, I don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be so weird. I don't know how it's going to work. And we've hit the ground running. And I'm really, really excited to be moving forward with both of you guys and Dusty. I couldn't be more proud of you. And you worked your ass off and worked your ass off and worked your ass off and I don't know, worked your ass off. And you know, you got the opportunity. And so for those who don't believe that hard work eventually pays off, Dusty is living proof that hard work does eventually pay off. And I'm super excited to be moving forward with you. You're a talented individual. You're fun. You get it. You know, you like the sports, but you also like life and all that other kind of stuff. And so I'm just really, really excited for the direction that we're headed as a radio station and the direction that I'm headed and the direction that we're headed together, you know, as a show. And so I'm stoked, man. Like, I am really, really, really fired up. And you know, from day one, as soon as Josh, you know, that word got out, I called Dusty. I'm like, I want him. I want you. You know, I feel like in My Cousin Vinny, when you have the bad lawyer and then Vinny, and they go, I want him. Like, it was, there was no question in my mind who I wanted to sit next to me for the next 14 years. So welcome, finally. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you very much. No, I appreciate that. You know, I think it always goes back to, I think I did like a week of shows with you guys when our boss now is your producer. And I think it was afterwards, I think you sent me a text and you were like, anything you need, I'll help you with, because you're talented, you're fun, and I know that you enjoy this, but you're going to have to like go through some BS, but let me know what you need. And I appreciate that. Obviously, the listeners, after hours, all that sort of stuff. I don't know where that's going, but I know where we're going. And I know that we're going in the right direction, and I'm ready to have fun with it. And I think the number one question, I think the top three questions I get are always in this order. What time do you get up in the morning?
Right.
4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I love it. It's me.
We'll talk to you in a month.
Yeah, I really do. I love it because it's at Quick Trip. If I have to go there, it's me and everybody else is wearing a neon green or a neon orange shirt.
Yeah. Yep. Because everybody's going to work,
right,
man. Yeah.
The second question is, so what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I hate that question because people just think like we just get in here and talk about, you know, things that are going on. We do a 4-hour radio show. This is our break in the day.
Right.
The other 20 hours are spent preparing the radio show, and people who don't seemingly understand that, and that's fine. I don't understand what most people do for their job, but there's a lot of work that goes into producing a good radio show and a great radio show like we are, the best in the city, none better when it comes to morning sports radio. So we are the best, and And I will say this, a lot of work does go into that. And I hear from people all the time, you guys make it sound so easy. And that's because of all the work that we do put in constantly all day back and forth with Mac and everybody, man. It's like, it's a work in progress as the day goes along. And so what you're going to do with the rest of your day, you can prepare for the show for the next day is what I always tell people. They go, wow, really? I go, yeah.
And then I would say the third thing I get asked is, what's it like working with Bob? And I'm like, easy. Like, it's great. They're like, yeah, well, he's just done it for so long. And like, you've done nights and now he does mornings. How does that collab work? And I'm like, just tune
like
in.
A fine wine, yeah, like, man. Like, we're a red blend, you know? You get a little of this, a little of that. You create something good, and it works. And I will say, you know, we've talked about it, like, off the air a lot, too, about, like, the different generations. And I had somebody say that to me yesterday. I went to lunch with a friend of mine. She goes, I really like this different generation thing. She's like, it hits everybody. Like, Mac in his 20s, you in his 30s, Dusty in his 30s, and you pushing 70. And I'm like, yeah, I know. it hits all the dynamics. Like, yesterday, we had back-to-school night. Not back-to-school night, but, like, freshman orientation for the parents over at Olathe East. Shout out Olathe East principal. I don't know what your name is, but I thought you did a very nice job last night in kind of, you know, calming all the fears. And it's good to know, like, every parent has the same kind of fears going in. Like, who's my kid going to sit with at lunch? Like, for me, that's like the biggest fear that I have. Please have somebody to sit with at lunch. And so she did a really good job of, like, saying, okay, everybody has these same kind of anxieties going in. So shout out Olathe East principal. 1,400 parking spots. If you're looking for a place to park, Olathe East has 1,400 parking spots. They told us last night, very good.
Brought to you by the parking spot. Right. The parking spot. We have you covered.
So I'm in that meeting last night. You two don't have children, like the furthest thing from it. And I'm like talking about what's going on. And I'm sure the two of you are like, I have no idea what this means. But like our listeners like, oh my God, the pickup line. You're going through the pickup line conversation because that was the largest part of the presentation for 57 minutes last night. In and out under an hour. Again, shout out Olathe East principal. But like it was the parking thing was being brought up and everybody's got their wheels spinning and doing the whole thing. And like the parking and the pickup, once you get the kids in school, the pickup line is utter hell. And Josh, who had kids a couple older than me, was always like, here's what you do. You got to find like a house in the neighborhood behind the school and go park there. And that was the best advice ever. Cause the pickup line is just an S show, man.
Yeah.
And so they got this map and then they're using directions north, south, east or west. Most of the people in the room don't even know what direction north is. And so, you know, it's like, it's just, it's going to be a cluster. It's going to be an absolute cluster. Yeah. It's going to be a mess.
The thing I always love about not having children one day.
Yeah.
I'll hit my stride. Mm-hmm. I'll knock three out in like a 5-year plan.
What? We knocked two out in a year. Yeah. So it can be done.
I'll play Fred Urbanus golf course on Longview or View High Drive.
Yeah.
And on the way there, I'd take 3rd Street from my house in Lee Summit. And on the right side, about halfway there, there's a school and the pickup lane on my way home where I'm sunburnt and, you know, whatever from golf. I look to my left and it literally looks like a line to get into an amusement park. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if I want kids. No,
it is hell because the problem with the pickup line is everybody in the pickup line thinks they're the only one in the pickup line.
Yeah.
And the thing that like literally gives me some of the most anxiety is sitting there just watching the silver minivan Johnson County moms driving, thinking that they're the only ones that matter and they're the only kid that's getting picked up. And so they're going up on the grass, they're cutting people off, they're blocking traffic, they're shutting down roads. You know, they're throwing their pumpkin spice lattes at people. Like it is a disaster.
It's a lot of money to be thrown around
in the pickup line.
$9 latte.
I know, but most of it gets spilled in their silver minivan anyway when they're driving around on two wheels trying to tear through the pickup line because their kid is the only one that matters that
back
has to get
up,
picked
Terry.
Up. Yeah, it's a tremendous dumpster fire.
Yeah. I don't know. It makes me just really want to go to Target and buy like a pack of condoms every time. I'm like, oh, you're talking about golf. Let's go get some Durex real quick. Let's make sure we get rid of this.
Yeah.
No, but thank you very much for that.
Yeah, so,
you didn't need to
I'm
do
excited.
I didn't even know you were going to do that, by the way.
I know. That's why
nobody
I didn't tell
that.
You. No, there's a lot of things we
Did
don't
not
tell you, right?
See that in the lead,
yeah,
Mac.
No, because if we put that in the lead, then you're going to sit there and think about it and prepare about it. And I wanted to just kind of, you know, bring it out there. Everybody's talking about it. I got a lot of people, you know, on social media saying congratulations and whatnot. And
yeah, for sure. And then you shared me the text from your mom. You're saying, I was like, damn, we got Miss Fesco in the house over here. Like, all right, that's good. We got mom on our side.
Right.
Got Jen on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Got, you know, we'll get more people on our side. So I'm legit excited about this, and I'm excited to ask you this question. What's worse, pickup lane people who think they're the only ones, or immediately landing on the runway and everybody stands up on the plane.
The pickup lane. The pickup lane. Yeah,
because if you would stand on the plane, I'm just like, where are you going, man?
Yeah. Or the people that clap when the plane lands. I don't think we have many clappers.
Stand up and then sit back down. You're like, oh, my knees have been locked up for, 2.5 hours. But still, like, you can get them, use the restroom on the plane. Sometimes I don't even have to go pee on the plane. I just get up to walk around and walk back.
Yeah, just to get up a little bit.
I'm always walking.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of bad people that fly, right? Like the people who take up three seats in the lobby with all their luggage when people are standing, or the people who decide to take their socks and shoes off on the plane. That's really kind of ridiculous as well. And then the person who, as soon as the 10,000 feet thing goes and the ding goes and you're free to walk around the cabin, they get up and they go to the bathroom right away. Like, you just left the terminal. You should have peed before then.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody on the text line congratulating me as well. Mac, Bob, and I are excited to give you a product that you haven't had before on this morning show. Not saying anything to the past or anything to the present.
No, it's going
to
be different. It's going to be fun. And different doesn't mean bad. Different doesn't mean, my God, I don't like it. It's different. Different means, hey, we're moving in. We're moving forward. We're going to be on the FM. We're going to have some fun. And you've heard it for the last couple of weeks. I hope you guys like what you heard, because I know I have. I've been really, 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 really pleased with everything that we've done over the last couple of weeks. And so Dusty's earned this. Send him congratulations. I'm excited to have him alongside. Maybe I'll give him a little advice along the way, and we'll kind of see where he ends up. And he will keep me young, and so will Mac. And so here we go, boys. Strap in, and let's roll on a Friday. Go.
This show is on the come. I'm Dusty Lycan. It's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. It's the I-70 series this week, and it's time to kick some cardinal ass. Friday, and you can have fun, or as these two other guys call it, fry-yay. I don't want to step on their toes.
It's the brioche bun of days. It really actually is, that's man. Thursday. So the second best bun for you, Mac, would be what, the pretzel bun?
Yeah, probably the pretzel bun.
Pretzel bun. So Friday's the pretzel bun of days.
Big fan of the croissant.
I just got a text from my wife that said, he's cute. I said, who? She said, Dusty.
That's not true.
You want to see it? I'll show it to you right now.
Okay.
Right there. He's cute.
Dusty.
I said who? She said Dusty.
Okay. We just congratulated me. I don't need to get O.J. Simpson here. Was a server. Want to keep my head. Welcome into Fesco in the Morning. 610 Sports Radio. For a short period of time, you missed the announcement, just go look at the Star or Fox 4. They kind of gave you everything you need to know. Not mad about it. But I will say this. I don't know about you guys, but you can call this a dead rivalry. You can call this it doesn't exist anymore, because it really doesn't. It really isn't. But it is to me. Cardinals and Royals this weekend. I think it's a good thing. Uh-huh. I'm going to try to talk myself into it. It's a good thing we didn't really have sports yesterday other than the United States basketball team that gave us all a heart attack for like a short period of time. Maybe not. I'm sure Bob was just like, it's fine. It's fine. But
of course it is. We got the best team on planet Earth. It's like watching Patrick Mahomes down 24-0 to Houston, right?
Fair. And I still, like, in my mind, and maybe this is where, like, the generational value, changes, whereas Mac probably doesn't care if it's the Cardinals and they beat him or not. Myself, I want the Royals to like, draw blood early and then just don't stop. And I feel like you're still kind of the same. I know you hate St. Louis.
Oh, it's, so
like,
the worst place on earth. I wouldn't wish my worst enemy to go there. Actually, most of them are there. But
yeah. But anyways, so like, it's Royals Cardinals this weekend. And this is one of those series where I hate to be this guy. You got to take both.
Well, of course
you're
you
at home. Yeah. You're the better team. You're in a playoff race. The hell with the wild card. Go grab the division. Sweeping St. Louis is the way to do it. And if you sweep St. Louis, you swept them all year. Makes it that much sweeter. And that's how you kind of build that rivalry back up. Both teams are good. You took 4 out of 4 from them. Let's do this again next year, because you know you're going to do it every year as long as baseball exists.
Well, I think what you have to do is keep a losing team losing. And the St. Louis Cardinals have been a losing team since the All-Star break and since the Royals played them last time going into yesterday's afternoon game. I don't know if they won yesterday. I don't really care. The Cardinals were 9-14 since the Royals swept that doubleheader from them. Back, right around the All-Star break. So they haven't been playing great baseball. The Royals have probably broke them. So you need to go take care of business and win these games, especially with that gauntlet of we talked about, coming up on the schedule. I was talking to a friend of mine who works in professional sports the other day, and he had mentioned to me about the must-win conversation we were having with Matty Q, and he goes, I kind of agree with you guys. Like, that game really, and this is somebody who does work in professional sports, he goes, technically not a must-win game, but I understand what you guys were saying about that being kind of a must-win game and the feel and everything. everything that, you know, was around the team at that point in time. And you know, so that's kind of the way I'm looking at these games against the Cardinals. Mathematically speaking, are they must-win games? No, but you're playing a team that isn't playing their best baseball right now. You're playing a team that isn't really that great right now. Mm-hmm. Go out there and take care of business and beat that team. And then you do. You get those bragging rights for the state. And I know, again, it's not a true rivalry,
yeah,
but losing to Kansas City is not something St. Louis likes to do in anything. And the other thing, too, is if they lose, they'll start to melt down over there. And I always love to see, you know, when St. Louis baseball fans melt down, because to me, that's hysterical. That's fun to watch them cry and cry and cry and realize that the better team is over here in Kansas City, mm-hmm, and not over there in St. Louis. So go out there and take care of business tonight. Give yourself a couple of wins going into that off day on Sunday, and then you get geared up for what Monday's going to be, and that's going to be an unbelievable kind of start to a crazy 3 weeks for the Royals, where we're going to know at the end of those 3 weeks whether or not this team is going to the postseason.
Not only that, Cleveland and Minnesota play each other this
weekend.
Right. They play a doubleheader today.
Yep.
If you sweep St. Louis, you've done your part.
Yep.
Somebody's,
and that's all you can worry about.
Somebody's got to lose against Cleveland and Minnesota. And if you win both games, you are winning a three-front war.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is you keep your distance above Boston, which you're a game and a half above. If Minnesota loses, you're now tied for second place, not only in the division, mm-hmm, but in the wild card race, and you keep your gap between you and the Guardians, which is a four-game lead. And the third one I just said, you're keeping close to the division lead.
Yeah, you keep close to the division lead.
And you can switch it. If Cleveland loses and Minnesota wins, then you're just following Minnesota, chasing Cleveland. And then, Bob, I don't know about this, but we could get to Monday and
the Twins could be in first place.
They could be in first place. You win two out of two. You'd be a game and a half behind Minnesota. Or no, you'd be a half game behind Minnesota if you went, they wouldn't lose or gain any standings. You jump, leapfrog Cleveland.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, these shows get a little bit more tense because we're talking about a three-game series against the Twins for the battle of the damn AL Central.
Right, we're talking about a battle for first place, coming up on Monday. So, yeah, a lot of good things are poised to happen, and I think it was good to have that off day yesterday, especially with the bullpen and whatnot, being able to kind of hit that reset button, and now you've got a two-game sprint against the Cardinals that could, you're right, lead into playing for first place on Monday morning. I mean, and that's all you could possibly ask for. I mean, like the Chiefs are getting ready to play a preseason game. Not that those really mean a whole heck of a lot, but you know how it would be in years past. Everybody would be talking about what's going on with preseason. And now everybody's saying, we got two major baseball games that mean a heck of a lot more than preseason football does right now. And these are the games that you have to win. These are the games you need to take care of business. So again, with that must-win terminology, mathematically speaking, no, not a must-win game. But when you're playing a team that isn't playing great baseball, you can't afford to lose those baseball games when you're in a pennant race. This is where you start to emerge. This is where you start to separate yourself. You lose these games, you're kind of just back in the pack, you know?
You saw how big of a day it was 2 days ago when Cleveland gets swept in their doubleheader. Minnesota gets waxed by the Cubs, and you do your part and win your game. Multiply that by five. That's what could happen this weekend if you beat St. Louis Friday and Saturday. You were talking about the off day yesterday. The off day Sunday is even more wildly huge because that's a travel day. You're not necessarily sprinting to the plane after the game on Saturday. You can kind of take your time, get to the locker room, you know, do all your stuff. Hell, if they win both games in St. Louis, the skipper might be like, you know what, you guys spend the night here Saturday, we'll leave Sunday morning. I doubt it. They'll probably still leave Sunday afternoon.
About 4 o'clock, they'll leave on Sunday. Give them Saturday night, give them the off day here, let them spend that time with their family. You leave Saturday afternoon.
It's only about a
three-hour
flight anyway to Minnesota.
Oh, hell, it's 90 minutes.
I was going to say, it's not even that.
You're
it's
up
like,
and down. Yeah, so you could leave at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, but you also don't want to get in late.
Right.
You know how it is. You get everybody a nice dinner in Minnesota before you play that series. But, you know, the Red Sox have Houston today at 11:35, or that's Sunday. I'm looking at their game.
But they have tonight at price six.
But they have but they have Houston. I mean, that's a big series as well, Dusty. I mean, that's huge because that's a wild card, you know, spot to be battled for as well. That West loser, that second place team in the West, is only a few games back. You know, four games back or whatever it is, that final wild card spot. So there's a lot on the line this week in baseball, and it's shaping up to be a really good pennant race. This is what you get when you added that extra wild card team, right? I know there were so many like anti move forward people in baseball. Like, we need the old days where the pitchers hit and all this kind of nonsense, right?
No, this is great for baseball.
Yeah. How many teams are still alive? How many teams still have an opportunity to get in the postseason? Why the hell wouldn't you have wanted that?
Well, Saturday is going to be loaded with sports. We'll go in chronological order. And yesterday, we almost didn't get to go first with the basketball team because of the scare. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio. Wrap yourself in the flag. The Olympics are coming to an end. The closing ceremonies, I believe, are Sunday night.
Sunday night on NBC.
That's right? Crazy that it's already over.
Is it? It's been 2 weeks, man.
I know, but like, I feel like we just started watching Crochet.
Crochet was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like we were watching fencing and making fun of it 2 weeks ago.
That's right. And then dressage, and then Snoop Dogg showed up and commentated on it, and then we all fell in love with dressage.
Dressage.
And now here we sit, right? We got two days left. We got tonight, we got tomorrow, we got the next day, and then the Olympics are over for another 4 years, and then they'll be in Los Angeles. So we got tonight, we got tomorrow, we got Sunday.
Monday, Sunday, Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah, it's... You know, it's crazy because, you know, yesterday I think was the first time for those people that either, because I feel like in the Olympics you find out who's kind of like all in with the red, white, and blue, and then you find out who's just kind of like, I watch two things. I watch track and I watch basketball.
That's right. Those are the big events, right?
For a week and a half, those people don't watch anything. Or you're like, you know what, the United States is fine. I don't really need to watch them play against Brazil. I don't need to watch them play against this team. Yesterday's game, one, it was amazing. Two,
I like the Serbian coach. I feel like he coaches all the teams.
He looks like right? The generic build your coach character on a video game.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
But it was one of those things where yesterday was kind of a scare. Like, you're like, okay, they're winning, they're hanging around, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, we're down by like 15, what's going on here? And then I looked at the score at halftime, and I'm like, it's fine, they'll come back eventually. And then we get to the fourth quarter, and then it gets to be like 84-84, and then it was just like, hey, guess what? We have Steph, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, who didn't play at all. And then
he played great yesterday. He looked really nice job by him.
Very funny.
Okay. And who played better yesterday, Drew Lock or Jason Tatum?
Well, I think Jason Tatum did.
Yeah. I think so.
Damn it. Come on, Drew.
You're Drew Lock left first play. Boom, intercept.
I don't care. I'm dying on the Drew Lock kill. But I thought it was interesting because.
Right to the linebacker.
To the dude. Like, it wouldn't be close.
Chill.
Hey, Carolina, here comes the football. His dad has a great menu item with the blue crab stuff, salmon with the asparagus.
His dad
risotto.
Is the best. Andy Locke is awesome.
Great guy, great restaurant.
So is Drew. But yeah, we can have some fun with it.
But here's another great guy, Kevin Durant, after the game yesterday about how he felt.
Come on, man. How can you not celebrate a win like that? Look at all our families ahead. Look at this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what this is about. You know what I mean? We all come together as one on the other side of the world like this. Start USA chants. Our section start USA. Man, special tonight, man. So we got to celebrate. I'm not going to act like it's not. You know what I mean? I know we want to win a gold, but we got to celebrate the small moments, too. Guarantee you, everybody here, they'll never forget about this night. Everybody here will remember this night for the rest of their lives. That's how special this is. And because we came back and we showed how together we were in that fourth quarter. It was incredible.
Yeah, you don't remember the blowout wins, right? You remember those type of games.
Was that game that great, though, the way he's describing? I know he's a player. He's in his emotions,
I think the term great gets thrown around way too much, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was great.
That was a great game.
That was a brioche game. Like, it was a great fourth quarter, okay? It was a great fourth quarter. It was an unbelievable fourth quarter. It was a jaw-dropping, entertaining as hell fourth quarter. First three quarters sucked, you know? Like,
for us.
For
the Serbs.
And then, you're listening to people who are Serbian fans today, like, going, oh, my God, that fourth quarter was dreadful. The first three quarters were awesome. How do we not hang on to that thing? And so you could look at it as a choke job.
Ask San Francisco, ask Philadelphia, ask Houston.
It was like watching Patrick Mahomes come back from a 24-point-nothing deficit last night. And when you have the greatest players in the world, eventually you are going to find a way to win. You know, you just hope time doesn't run out on you. And time didn't run out on you. And they took over that fourth quarter yesterday and dropped like 18 three-pointers or something stupid. Like, it was just like bombs away. And it was just an incredible, incredible comeback. And that's the game that you remember, right? Like people don't remember that when the United States beat the Russians in 1980, that was not for the gold. But that's the only game anybody remembers, right? That's the style of game that we saw yesterday where they may go and crush France. I know, you know France is playing for the gold. It's their home field. Mbappe is going to be starring for them. It's going to be an outstanding game on Saturday. People are going to love it. But if the United States wins by 15 or 20, everybody's going to be talking about the Serbian game for the rest of time. Remember that game, man, where they won the gold? They beat Serbia. They were down by all this, and they came back and they won. They blow out France. That's a footnote in winning the gold medal. Yesterday was the game I do believe everybody will be talking about. Great game, no. Great fourth quarter, absolutely. Because the way they played in the first three quarters of that game, not so great.
Right. I don't know. I mean, it was Steph Curry's first Olympic explosion. He's been terrible this whole Olympics. It's his first Olympics, and he 17 points in the first quarter. So that part was really cool. I don't know. For me, I was just the four guys who were advertised as the big Fab Four finally all showed up on the same day, right? Steph Curry, LeBron kept us fine. KD.
LeBron had a triple-double yesterday,
fourth
guys.
Olympic history triple-double. Yeah, KD was fantastic. And then, of course, Joel Embiid, 7 points in a row in the fourth quarter.
Embiid was great yesterday.
That was his moment. Like you talked about, Bob, that was his moment. Yeah. Everyone was watching. The U.S. was rooting for him, and he actually showed up against the other best big man in the world, against Nikola Jokic. It was like, finally. Like, you're playing against Jokic. Seems like every time in the regular season when you play the Nuggets, your calf's hurt. Ooh, your thigh's a little sore. Like, you were finally ready to go. So that was huge. But I'm going to say, I said it this week, I'm a little worried about our U.S. basketball.
You think Mbappe's going to be hot hitting from the outside?
No, not this year, but in 4 years and 8 years, I'm a little, it's concerning.
2:30 on Saturday, the United States will play the France team, Wembanyama, versus the entire world of the United States. Enjoy it, because in about, like Max said, 4 years, it could be a little different.
Which is fine. Which is like the way basketball has grown on the international stage.
Good.
In a great way, more so maybe than any other sport, right? Like, soccer's always been huge. We haven't figured out how to do it in America yet, right? Baseball's big in certain countries, but not all.
Yep.
Football's big in America. Nobody else knows about the sport, right? But like basketball, it's kind of like, next to soccer, the world sport, right? And and everybody plays, and everybody has a good team.
Someone in the text line, croquet, cricket.
Everybody that you look at on like a team internationally, you know players on those teams, right? You've heard of guys like that because they're all playing in the NBA, and it's all NBA guys playing. Like, I think basketball right now, like, give me the FIBA basketball, man. I've really enjoyed it. I'm not a basketball fan. I just like the style of play. It's open. It flows. It's quick. There's not really a halftime. Like, the whole thing is just fantastic. And so I'm excited for tomorrow. I think they're going to beat the French. And as long as the United States continues to have guys like LeBron and Steph Curry, they should always win the gold medal. No excuses.
They have to win, or as Charles Barkley would say, they don't get to come back.
Have the international teams gotten better? 100%. They're still not better than the United States. You take away Joker and Giannis and Luka, all three guys are great, great players.
Take away all the good
Jay's
ones.
Jay's great players. Also. But we still got the next 10 best players in every game. Ain't nobody bringing nobody off the bench betting Jason Tatum. Ain't nobody bringing anybody off the bench betting Kevin Durant. The international teams have gotten better, but there's never an excuse for the United States not to win the gold medal. We got the best team. We got the best players by far.
If we're locked in, there's no shot at USA losing.
Listen, if they lose, we can't let them back in the country. We can't. I told them, they can't come back.
That's Charles Barkley on the Playoff Pod, the Paul George podcast.
Do you think he'd be at the airport with like a I don't know, standing in the way of them getting off the plane or something? Banishment. You're not allowed back. Sorry, I'm Charles Barkley. I speak for the rest of us, right?
Yeah.
But that's. I don't disagree with Charles Tate there. Like, you got to win the gold medal. You're the United States right now. You still have the better players. And that was kind of the kick in the tail that they need. Like, that was their Raider game, right? That was their game against Houston being down 24-0. You kind of need that kick in the tail to turn it on. And I will say this, and as we're witnessing greatness right now with Patrick Mahomes and what the Chiefs are doing right now, I don't think people understand how much pressure it is to continue to maintain that winning mentality and how hard it is to maintain that winning mentality. mentality. Everybody's gunning for you, right? Like, everybody wants to kick your ass. Serbia beats America. It's the biggest win in their country's history in sports, right? We win, we're supposed to win. And it's so hard to be that dominant dog on top because everybody's gunning for you. And it really puts into perspective what the Chiefs have done since that Patriot loss in the AFC Championship game, year in and year out, to maintain that success. KU basketball for 14 years winning the Big 12 Conference year in and year out, and how hard that is to stay on top and everybody's gunning for you. And to survive a scare like that tells you a lot about the makeup of that team, because a lot of teams would just say, screw it, we're done, and go away. They fought back, man. That's great makeup by those guys, and it's hard to be the top dog because everybody wants to beat you.
Festival in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I hear the British lady and I can hear you degenerates all in the same time. Here we go. It's preseason game number one and it's Camp Cliches. It's Festival in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
The music on
the radio.
You want to guess who this is?
It is Clint Black.
I wish. No, it's Josh Turner.
Oh.
He had a voice of an angel, and then everybody was like, it was cool for three songs, and then it was gone. Like, it was...
Who did this song originally, though? Isn't this a remake of something? Or maybe it's not. I don't know.
No, this is all him. He did this one and that one song. It's the Long Black Train.
Long Black Train. Yeah. I love that one.
I'd have to hear that one. I'm not a big Western guy. I'm more country than Western.
Well, considering that Blink-182 canceled... Now my next concert will be Turnpike Troubadours. Great band from Tulsa.
I've heard good things. Whatever I said. I've heard good things about them.
No, they're great. They're a little bluegrassy, a little folky, very upbeat, fast-paced. 7 and 7 is a good song of theirs. Good Lordy Lori is a great song of theirs. I can send you some songs this weekend.
Yeah, send me some this weekend. Yeah, when I'm on the patio.
Where you'll love it.
The patio music,
Yeah, you get a little, you get a little Four Hands cocktail in you or something like that. A little whatever you want to do, and then you sit back and you'll enjoy
it.
Well, it's Friday. It's not quite 7, and it's time to hear that British lady give us some more cliches.
Return to Cliches from Camp, the most important, nonsensical time of the year. I love nothing more than a bowl of porridge, a spot of tea, and a great cliche.
All right, time's yours.
I'm extremely excited. I mean, obviously for me to go out there and play with these guys and showcase what we have the ability to do.
I've had a great support staff with the Chiefs and great fans.
It's not about his toughness or anything like that, but he's never done it against this level of caliber of football player.
Letting the guys play, make decisions under fire, and have them make those right decisions and learn from the mistakes after.
I just come here every day, the same person, put the work in.
Just won't bother him because he's got that work ethic and he just sticks to it.
They're all competing every single time. They're rooting for each other, and that's what you want in the receiving room, is a good group of guys that are talented.
He's just like one of the guys. He's fine. He's a great person, great guy to be around.
I explained it. There's just so much talent in our room. You know, it's just, I'm excited to get rolling for the season.
Take it day by day type process. The hope is at the end of the year, you can go out there and get that ring.
As far as a play time for this game, we'll go the ones for a quarter, just ones for a quarter, twos for the second quarter, threes the third quarter, and the fours for the fourth quarter. And we'll just keep it at that.
The royal family would be so proud of all of these glorious, wonderful cliches from camp. Until next time, it is me, the British woman.
Dave Tobe is the best. He is just a cliche-filled machine. He screams football coach.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that when you get to the practice field, it's like, oh, yeah, there's Coach Tobe. Like in high school, it was always like, that's Coach Spots. That was the defensive coordinator at Blue Springs High School.
I had Roland Casher as that guy.
That sounds like a guy that...
That was a football coach.
That fits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what he coached?
Special teams.
No. Offensive line. Yeah. And he was the offensive coordinator. Roland Casher. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
He used to get down in a 3-point stance and hit you with his hat on backwards while you were in full gear. He was going to make a man of you back in the day.
What was the guy for Cleveland on the Hard Knocks? He'd be like,
That big fat guy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So funny.
He looked like the Lorax.
Yes.
Shut up. His belly just had its own like gravitational pull. There might have been a moon circulating around that dude.
What the hell was his name?
I can't think of it. I'll see if I can find it. He's a legend.
Yeah, was it Bob or Bill or something like that? I don't remember. Yeah.
Shaq. That's his only job, man. Yeah.
Then he had the ball on the stick. Like the guy who operates the ball on the stick like you're just too lazy to bend down. Like the ball on the stick is the laziest invention in the history of sports, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We did Oktoberfest last year where we just kind of celebrated Dave Tobe.
Yeah. Tobes.
And we had like a Toba party.
Yeah. Oh, God. Toba.
Like Dave Tobe just screams football coach.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture of him and Andy at UTEP in their old coach's shorts?
He's just jacked.
Oh, he I need was. To see that. I haven't seen
yeah.
that.
Yeah, just Google Dave Tobe, Andy Reid, okay. coach's shorts at UTEP. It's like it's a quintessential 1980s coaching staff.
I got to see that.
Speaking
picture.
Of Dave Tobe and the Chiefs, they get their first preseason game on Saturday, 6 o'clock start in Jacksonville. We can kind of dissect this a little by little of kind of what preseason game one is. Saturday is loaded with sports content, especially locally.
Mm-hmm.
You get to cheer on your United States basketball team at 2:30.
Right.
Once that game's over, I believe Royals are at, what, 6:10 on Saturday? Or are they doing 7:07? I need to look that up. That's terrible research.
I thought
research.
It was 6:10 on Saturday.
I thought it normally 6 o'clock was.
Game. Same time as the Chiefs game, yeah.
Yeah, so Saturday, Royals will play at 6:10.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs will play at 6. Saturday should be loaded. It's going to be nice weather all week. I think the high today is like 73. Tomorrow is like
77.
Beautiful
day today, yeah.
But,
good patio weather.
You have no idea. Do you guys get goofy at all? For preseason game number one, because I get to the point where, like, it's such a bias announcing product on these preseason games. Like, that's one thing that I look forward to is, like, how, like, Trent Green's going to tell us how great the third string right tackle is.
Right.
But not only that, I love the first drive. I don't, by the way, I know you guys know this because you're very smart listeners. I know you are. I trust in this. When you see the reports that the Chiefs starters are going to play the first quarter,
you know that's
that
the
means,
first drive.
That means they're going to play at least once in the first quarter. So they're going to go down. They're going to either score or they're not going to score, and then you're never going to see them again.
That's right.
It's week two when they're here. I believe against Detroit is when you're going to get the most of it. So luckily you got the second preseason game at home. Anyways, preseason game number one. I'm having people over. Smoking a pork shoulder just to kind of introduce
your guests.
Yes, I'm going to pork all my guests.
All right.
Going to kind of get introduced to football. But I will say this. Once it's halftime, my interest is gone.
Oh, you're going to make it that long?
Yeah. They'll have like second strings until at least like mid-second quarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some rookies you want to keep your eye on. And there's some guys that are, you know, like and do it. Felix Ndugey-Uzomah will be out there and like probably late in the middle of second quarter. See how he does. Maybe not. But I'll make it to halftime. By halftime, we're at what? 7:30, 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Then my Saturday starts.
Then your Saturday starts. Yeah. See, I'll be
Which
watching.
Which I'll be sipping the whole time.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But I mean, I won't be getting after it.
Right, right.
Because there's nothing more stressful than like cooking for like 8 people.
Oh, cooking for anybody is anxiety
tough,
right? Like you just don't want to make a mistake, right? Like I hate making new things because I always feel like I'm going to screw it up, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh God, I ruined the whole meal. I'll probably watch the game on Sunday morning. I'm just being honest with you, you know? Like we've got some plans for Saturday and whatnot. And my world revolves around the Chiefs during the regular season. It does not revolve around them during the preseason. And that's the beauty of having DVR. You can record it, watch it Sunday morning. You know, when the family still sleep and get up, have a cup of coffee, watch the game, really digest it. And because it really is, I know the coaches like these preseason games and these exhibition games and whatnot, but for what I do for a living, I don't really care about any of those players that are participating in that preseason game. It's all about Patrick Mahomes. It's all about the first team. It's all about first team defense, and that is it. And subplots will take place during the course of the year, and nothing that you do over these next three games for any intent and purposes really matters, you know, for the regular season. And so they'll go out there, they'll throw the ball up in the air, they'll do their thing, and you hope to get out of these games without any injuries. I mean, that's the ultimate goal of the preseason. So I'll probably you know, sit down on Sunday morning and kind of watch what went on Saturday night, kind of take my time with it and see where we are. But yeah, you're right. Once that halftime kind of wall hits, I don't think there's much really to be gained from my standpoint anyway in the second half of these exhibition games.
Yeah, no. Mac, I know you probably will watch the whole thing because you're sick.
Oh, yeah, I'll be locked in.
I mean, Mac's ready to roll. He's got his eye black on today. He's dyed his hair red. He's
slept
it's
in his
Red
cleats.
Friday. He's ready to roll
Let's
on this
go.
One, right? Yeah.
I'm ready to be here, man.
Yeah.
This is my first football season in Kansas City in 10, 11 years. I'm really excited, bro.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, and I'm excited too. I just can't wait for the regular season.
No, I get it. Same.
Like, it's time to put the training camp away. It's really time to just get to the postseason. Like,
let's
it's
go.
Playoff time, and it's time to sit. It's time to sit at the end of the regular season at 15-2 or 17-0 and be like, all right, let's go. Let's go win this Super Bowl. Because as I've been saying, this is going to be, I believe, the greatest football season that any of us have ever been a part of. First of all, the games are going to be on 96.5 The Fan FM moving forward right now. We're moving to the FM, as we know. The Royals are going to be on the FM with us as well. We're excited about all of that. But I'm just excited to see the revenge that Patrick Mahomes has for everybody in the regular season. Like, it is going to be one of the more impressive shows that we've ever seen Patrick Mahomes put on for the course of the season. This is going to be a 17-night show in the regular season that's going to get a standing ovation in January and a second standing ovation, an encore in February. And I just can't wait to watch these guys play football when it starts to matter.
The first season of vengeance ever after a Super Bowl win is what we're about to watch. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, other than FAU, Dusty, is there anything that you guys, I mean, first half, after first half, I kind of agree. It's kind of like,
Yeah.
Is there anything though, like, obviously left tackle, some corner stuff, like linebacker rotation, but like, what else are we really...
Wide receiver rotation.
You're see, like, Kadarius Toney, is he even going to play in this game, right? Because he had another injury. What's Sky Moore going to do? Somebody put together some highlights of Chiefs camp. I guess it was the Chiefs. I don't remember who it was. There were some nice plays made by Sky Moore, and somebody quote tweeted and went, we're so far into... Yeah, he was covered pretty good. Yeah, okay. No, it was like a nice over-the-shoulder turn
against
to the
McDuffie.
Sideline. Yeah, did you see that one? It was a great catch.
It was good.
It was a great catch. And somebody captioned it and said, are we too far down the weed? Hate Sky Moore road that we can't appreciate this. And I'm like, God, if you can't have your mind changed because you already made it up about Sky Moore, I feel bad for you. Because if the guy goes out there and impresses and puts on a show, there's no reason not to have him on the team. They want him on this team. They hope he makes this team. I hope he makes this team. He's a draft pick. You root for those guys, right? He's got to go out there and earn it. But I just don't like when, when somebody does something good that you've dumped on, like MJ Melendez for the most part, right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's some people like, I can't like MJ because I said he was bad at the beginning of the year. Who cares? perceptions can change. Let your perception be changed by Sky Moore. I hope maybe that's what we take out of Saturday's game or Sunday morning, is that when you walk away from it, you're like, you know what? I was wrong about Sky Moore. I think he's going to make this team, and I think he's going to be a good football player. Like, I'm rooting for that kid in this game. Big game for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.